Some of those questions that were asked early on by my parents was like, is this going to interact with the pharmaceutical drugs that I'm already taking? Which is a really valid question. All right, we talk a lot about how we use cannabis or how you can try to start using cannabis for the first time. But I wanted to talk to you today on this episode about how you can introduce cannabis to someone like your parents. And I've seen something really cool happen in the past year in working with cannabis and bringing products to market. And it's something that I've called the halo market that forms from our primary customers. And that often ends up being the primary customer's parents. And so for the sake of this, I'll just talk about like my parents and how I introduced cannabis to my parents. So that would be considered that halo market. So they're the people, the people around you. So, you know, when you find something really cool, like it happens a lot with technology. So if you find some sort of really cool gadget, you tell them about it and then they usually buy it. And that's how it works. And so this is how cannabis works too. And so I think that it's something really special that you can share with your parents. So my parents, you know, they've watched me be in cannabis for the past 10 years, but it wasn't until probably the last 2 or 3 years that I was really able to, you know, in a non-enforcing way, show them a path for them to be able to use cannabis. And so it's really important and hard to have this conversation for a generation that has seen this plant to have such a negative stigma. And even though their own daughter works in the industry and they see me like work with what feel like patients a lot of times with our products and how we're able to help people, they still had, you know, their own reservations around trying the plant and trying the products. But with time and with healthy communication around it, I was able to share with them some of our products as well as some other friends' products, and they now use cannabis every day. It's part of their daily routine, and I've been able to strategically and carefully help get them off a few of their, you know, daily prescriptions, pharmaceutical prescriptions, and they're able to replace it with cannabis. And the first product that they tried was our Delta 8 gummies, and I think that Delta 8 has played such a cool role because while the stigma around the plant usually is around Delta 9. Even though Delta 8, like we just learned, is really close to Delta 9, just that it had a different name just opened up the conversation a little bit more. So able to say, hey, I've got this new gummy. It's Delta 8. It is THC. It does have a psychoactive effect, but it's different. It's a lighter effect, and I think you should try it at night first. And so they both had really struggled with like blood pressure issues, which affected their sleep and things like this. And I've just kind of watched their health over the last few years and think, I really think if you try this, you're gonna have, you know, a potential positive outcome. At the very least, you know, it doesn't hurt to try it. So can we try it? And I think it's so funny. The first time my mom and dad ate a Delta 8 gummy, they were like, oh, we didn't feel anything. But their eyes are like bloodshot and they're like definitely feeling it. But they just didn't want to admit it or didn't know how to process what they were feeling, maybe is the better way to explain it. But from there, they got on a habit of, you know, they cut their gummy in half and they split it between them and they take it right before bed. So it's not necessarily that they don't feel it, but they're falling asleep. The gummy is helping them fall asleep. And then that THC is, you know, interacting with their endocannabinoid system while they're sleeping, and it's helping them stay asleep through the night. And so I come from parents that were having a hard time sleeping, and I've had to learn how to sleep. And what a gift that I can also help them get good sleep. And I think that that's a great way to introduce cannabis to your parents, is having the conversation. I feel like everyone needs help sleeping. It's rare that someone's like, nope, I got my sleep down. Hopefully more and more people say that, but when you're opening up the conversation of cannabis with your parents, it's like, well, it's really helped me sleep, or here's these products that could potentially help you sleep. And so some of those conversations can be hard to have in the beginning. So here's what some of that language could look like in the beginning. Like, hey, mom and dad, or grandparents too. It's been a great tool for that population and generation as well as, I've found this really great product. It's helping me sleep, or it's helping me deal with my stress and anxiety. I don't even say what's in it just yet. And I just tell them about it, and I focus on the benefits. It's helping me do X, Y, Z, you know, try to get them asking more questions. And then I just kind of put the product in front of them and let them discover what's in it. Obviously, I'm going to tell them what's in it before they consume it, but I'm not focusing on that it's cannabis. I'm focusing on that it's a product that's helping me achieve a certain outcome. Now, of course, some of that generation is, you know, going to have concern around it. Well, doesn't this get you high? Well, yes, it can get you high, but there's actually a lot of cannabinoids that don't get you high, like CBN or CBD or CBG. And some of these compounds are also helping me get sleep or helping me relieve joint pain or deal with my stress and anxiety. And so we're at a really cool time where it's not just all about the THC molecule. There's all these other products that we can introduce them to, which allows them to interact with a cannabis-based product that doesn't give them that thing that they're probably most worried about, which is that psychoactive head high. Then when we, you know, have broken down that barrier, they've tried products and they've had a positive interaction with it, we can then maybe like shift the conversation if they're open to it to THC, or maybe they don't need that and they're just really comfortable sticking with the non-psychoactive compounds. Your endocannabinoid system is going to benefit from any of those compounds introducing any of those compounds. And I'd love to hear, you know, how you've introduced that conversation to your parents or close loved ones. What are some of the funny conversations you've had? Did you get pushback? Did they think you were crazy, or were they super appreciative? And if you haven't, what questions are you afraid that they're going to ask? Some of those questions that were asked early on by my parents was like, is this going to interact with the pharmaceutical drugs that I'm already taking? Which is a really valid question. And yes and no. And that's where, you know, you have to tread lightly there. I think particularly the one we want to be careful when we're looking for drug interactions is around like blood pressure medicine. Cannabis can like increase or decrease your blood pressure depending on, you know, where your endocannabinoid system is at and where your resting blood pressure is. So we want to be careful there. And not to like push it and say the comment that's like, check with your healthcare provider. But that is when you'd want to have intentional conversation with your healthcare provider. And here's what that would look like. Like, hey, doctor, my daughter thinks that I would benefit from trying cannabis. It's something that I'd really like to try. Do you think that there would be any possible, you know, negative side effects with the drugs that I'm taking? And so that's just like a really easy conversation that you can, you know, help arm your parents or grandparents to have with their physician. I've watched my parents now take cannabis and incorporate it not just into helping them sleep, but now my dad really enjoys taking lifters, which are, you know, a THC-free product that we make at our company. And he uses it when he goes into the shop where he is creatively making like furniture or things like that. And he uses it to like spark his creativity and tap into making really cool things. And it's just been this very humbling achievement, I want to say, to see my parents' generation open up their perspective to cannabis and see the positive benefits that they can have from incorporating it into their lifestyle, and most importantly, getting off of those pharmaceuticals. So if you are looking to introduce cannabis to your family, just start by having the conversation. Don't focus on the cannabis so much, focus on the positive things about it and see where the conversation leads you.